Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or you can go to the NPR shop, where you can pick up the new Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me News Junkies page a day calendar. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Kathy Kleeman in Kendall Park, New Jersey.
Kendall Park, New Jersey. Very much in the news this week. An exciting time to be in New Jersey.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, are you proud and happy to be there?
Not exactly.
No, of course not.
On the other hand, yes, we are very proud and happy with our Supreme Court.
Well, there you go. I'm glad for you. Are you going to do anything about it? Are you going to marry somebody of the same sex just because now you can?
At the moment, I think my husband wouldn't be too thrilled about that.
Well, welcome to the show, Kathy. Now, you're going to play Who's Carl this time. Once more, Carl Castle will read three quotes from the week's news. If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Okay.
Ready to go?
Great, yes.
Here is your first quote.
When I was a kid, I inhaled. That was the point.
That was a U.S. senator talking to the New York Times this week. Who was getting a head start on airing out his dirty laundry in the week he said he was considering a run for president?
That would be Senator Obama of Illinois.
Yes, Senator Barack Obama. It's, as you can hear, Obamamania. The dreamiest, most swoon-worthy politician since Warren Beatty in Bulworth. Finally admitted this week on Meet the Press that sure, he's considering declaring himself the Messiah. Oh, no, wait. He's saving that for Hardball. As you heard, though, one of Senator Obama's potential problems is that he's already admitted that he did all kinds of bad things when he was young. But that honesty led to even more media swooning. Oh, he's so truthfully so open about his past. So other politicians have now tried the same trick. Just this week, Hillary Clinton admitted that she once killed a man in Reno just to watch him die. Got nothing in the polls, though. All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
One of the things I've used on the Google is to pull up maps. I kind of like to look at the ranch. It reminds me of where I want to be sometimes.
That's someone getting kind of wistful about the images he checks out on the Google. Quote, unquote. Who is it?
I believe the Googler is the great decider, our president.
Yes. In an interview with Maria Bartiromo on CNBC, the president revealed what he likes to do during his work hours. Fool around with Google Earth. He also said he's interested into looking into that dancing baby thing he's heard so much about. And he said that after he cleans up the mess in Iraq, he's going to turn his attention to helping the widow of that Nigerian dictator get all that money out of the country.
I heard they had to ask him to please stop forwarding jokes.
Yeah.
It's really getting out of hand.
Very good. Here is your last quote.
You ever see a picture of her back then? Yeesh, I don't know why Bill married her.
That was U.S. Senate candidate John Spencer talking about his opponent. According to Mr. Spencer, who didn't look so good back in the day?
That is Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton.
You're right. Very good. All right. Hypothetically, your New York Republican Senate candidate, John Spencer, you trail Senator Clinton in the polls by 37 points. What do? You get some press. You tell the New York Daily News that based on some less than flattering photos of her as a student, you think Hillary has had, quote, millions of dollars in plastic surgery. Senator Clinton took the comments in stride. She told reporters that she thought her, quote, high school picture was cute. And that, of course, the only cosmetic surgery she's ever had was the minor procedure she underwent to remove her horns.
I was just going to say, I'm not going to...
Really?
You know the one where they had to remove her foot from Bill Clinton's?
Yeah. Carl, how did Kathy do on our quiz?
Kathy did very well, Peter. Kathy, you had 3 correct answers. You win our prize.
That's true.
Very well done.
Thank you.